AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three people are dead in Madison, Wisconsin. Shots were fired today at Abundant Life Christian School. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter was among those killed and was a student at the school.
We're still going through, collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Abundant Life Christian School is non-denominational and has about 390 students from kindergarten through high school. President-elect Donald Trump covered a lot of issues during a press conference at his Florida estate.
There's a light shining over the world. We're trying to help very strongly in getting the hostages back, as you know, with Israel and the Middle East. We're working very much on that. We're trying to get the war stopped, that horrible war that's going on in Ukraine, with Russia, Ukraine.
While Trump described the handover between President Biden and his incoming team as a friendly transition, he said if government workers don't come back into the office under him, they will be dismissed. The Supreme Court said no to an appeal from a Trump White House aide, Peter Navarro.
He's set to return in his second White House term after serving prison time on contempt of Congress charges. The appeal comes after the Justice Department sued Navarro, saying he had presidential records on an unofficial email account he used during his previous White House tenure. Navarro served as a trade advisor during Donald Trump's first term and is set to return as senior counselor for trade and manufacturing after serving a four-month prison term for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Haya Panchwani, Washington.
A California man was sentenced to nearly 3.5 years in prison for running an extensive business that helped pregnant Chinese women travel to the U.S. to deliver babies who would automatically have American citizenship. This is AP News. The new year brings in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of Donald Trump.
And an expanding lobbying effort in state houses that together could push states to become more open to crypto and for public pension funds and treasuries to buy into it. Only a couple of public pension funds have invested in cryptocurrency. Lawmakers in more states can expect to see bills in 2025 to make them crypto-friendly. As analysts say, the commodity is becoming a powerful lobby. Many Bitcoin enthusiasts and investors say increased government buy-in will stabilize Bitcoin's future price swings, but critics say crypto's risks are significant. I'm Julie Walker.
Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter of Colorado was the first team selection at two spots and a second team pick at another on the Associated Press All-America College Football Team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save